Medical aid group Medicine Sans Frontières said Zimbabwe's cholera scourge has worsened, with over 77,000 people now infected with the waterborne disease and 3,600 people dead. The international president of MSF, Dr. Christophe Fournier, says that the collapse of the public health system is to blame for the crisis.
How catastrophic this cholera epidemic is, it's only the most visible part of a more global catastrophe. And that's only the tip of the iceberg, this epidemic of cholera, if I may say, because the reality in Zimbabwe today is that the whole public health system has collapsed. And the population doesn't have access to the public health facility. There's a vast number of public hospitals or public clinics that are either closed or emptied. There's no running water. There's no electricity. There's no drugs, even the more basic ones. A third part of the medical staff at some point did not show up because of being unpaid. And on top of that, when a patient can find a health facility that will still be open with someone, inside, he will be asked an indecent amount of money in foreign currency to be treated, and by no way will be able to afford it.
Meanwhile, Zimbabwe's new finance minister says soldiers, teachers, and civil servants will be paid in U.S. dollars as the coalition government tries to kickstart the shattered economy. Tendai Biti, a former member of Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's opposition party, says some 130,000 government employees will receive $100 a month tax-free, replacing their local currency salaries.